Joseph crying on the floor. He didn't know I was awake. Sunlight tapping at the door, filling the room with heartache. Love is a piano.
I'm WBFO reporter Nick Lippa, and I recently sat down with Buffalo bands and artists who submitted videos to NPR Music's Tiny Desk contest. I wanted to get the chance to know these groups a little better. I had an opportunity to meet a fairly new band, Leda, and three of their members.
Safi Rigberg.
And my name is Jose Rojas.
And I'm Brian Siklinski.
They talked about their submission, Joseph, as well as the overall Tiny Desk experience.
Well, so I write the music, and it was one of the first songs that I introduced to everyone. I mean, Brian and I have been playing for a year, and then everyone else just kind of came along, you know, in the past year. And it just seemed like a good song to kind of present to the world, for lack of a better term, like the first song to put out there. It's pretty listenable. It's melodic.
Yeah, I think it's like pretty indicative of kind of the style that we're going for, which is kind of like kind of coming from like a singer-songwriter point of view with Safi. So kind of this folky thing, and with the band is kind of morphing into more of like a more of a rock feel, indie rock, and it kind of, I think, really encompasses like what we're trying to accomplish as a band.
The beauty of the Tiny Desk concerts is the intimacy of being with three or four of your closest colleagues, and you're playing and you're enjoying each other's company. There's no audience. You're playing towards an audience, obviously, but there's no one in the room. It's just you guys just enjoying each other's company and just feeling that energy between each other.
In getting to know any band, there is one question that really brings out the personalities. Triscuits or Wheat Thins? We start with you.
All right, Wheat Thins, hands down. They're thin and crispy. You can't go wrong with that, with a hint of salt.
Oh, wait, so we don't agree. I like Triscuits, but very specifically the Aldi brand Triscuits, because they're cheaper, they're a little less salty, and they go great with the Aldi cheese. So,
no, Wheat Thins all the way. I mean, Triscuits, when they get stuck in your teeth, and then you got to wash your mouth out with Wheat Thins, it just goes down.
They're not good.
They don't get stuck.
You know, I think I never had that many snacks in my house. Like, my mom always bought
maybe on the upper side of your cheek, whatever, but like, you know, you could just get that out like and quick. With Triscuits, they're all over the place.
All right. Jose has a new job. He's spokesperson.
To each his own.
Yeah.
Is this like, is there a better dipping chip that goes with it too, or does that play into your evaluation of a Triscuit or Wheat Thin?
What do you mean dipping chip?
I mean, if I got some hummus with me, or I've got some salsa. You know.
I mean, I like them plain.
Triscuit. No, not Triscuit. Wheat Thin. No.
I don't even know where you stand.
No, Wheat Thin. No, definitely. Because also, like, a Triscuit will crumble. It'll crumble. No. I'll go with the Wheat Thin.
All right, any that I got to ask my other go-to question, you know, olives, yes or no?
Yes. For years, I hated them, and I would, like, yell at my mom every time she, like, forgot, and now she thinks I hate olives, but I like them now, so it's like a mind fuck.
unfortunately, I'm not a fan of olives. I it's, like, the one food I don't really like, but I eat them to try to like them one day. I hope to be like Safi.
Yeah, everyone does, so.
I like olives. Depends on my mood. It depends if I feel like dealing with the pit. It depends if I want to deal with the pit or if I can find an unpitted one, but like I don't want a hassle of it.
Learning so much about you today, Jose.
There's a lot of things.
The pit. That sounds like it could be a great song, and you look at it on iTunes, and all of a sudden you're just like, wow, this is probably like somebody's really, this is their love letter to something, or this is like, this is inside.
This is their Elliott Smith song.
And then all of a sudden you get in, and it's really just a song about olives and the struggle about eating an olive with a pit.
Yeah.
Well, our first album, you know, all about olives.
Yeah. All about olives.
Olive.
That's a good one.
All
that's the title olives. Song.
All of you, parentheses, the pits.
That's
the
a,
pits.
That sounds like a Richard Cheese version of a jazz standard. Called He's just Richard talking about Cheese. Martinis at a club.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I'm on it, so.
Yeah, all right. Next single.
Hey, single. I'm telling you, you guys have just come up with a great idea. That is a jazz standard. I don't know if you guys know. All of you is a jazz standard. It's in the real book. So you could easily take those changes and literally just change it to that and just talk about olives the entire song. And people are going to be so flabbergasted. They're going to be like, is there something else that's here? No. The joke is the entire standard is all just about olives.
Yeah. So. And it'll be about green olives and black olives and Kalamata olives. I mean...
All
right. Olive stuffed with blue cheese.
Did you work for Greeks before?
No, I used to work at a supermarket.
Oh.
So, yeah.
He knows.
He's like having nightmares of stacking the shelf right now, all these olives.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. So let me ask. We're talking about food, and you mentioned to me before, you were talking about the name of the band and YouTube searches, and you said it doesn't have to do with food, but it made me hungry and want salsa. So I wanted to... So tell me about, you know, the discussion of how the band came up with their name and, well, where it's gone from there.
Well, the name Leda is from... a Greek myth, Leda and the Swan, spelled in English L-E-D-A. Brian said we have to add a Y to it so people know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, I think because we had a couple of friends like mispronounce or not know how to spell
yeah,
it. And then we had a friend that actually spelled it with a Y, and we're like, let's just do that.
Yeah, let's just do it. Let's just go with it. So,
Then Safi came up with the name. A couple of weeks later, we had done a video. Safi, Brian, and I, we did a video playing a song of hers, and so she put it on YouTube. So I wanted to listen to it. I go to YouTube, I search for Leda, and I even put Leda Band just to hit search, and all these songs and all these videos of a salsa band named Leda came on. So, and then I actually listened to one of the songs. I was like, oh, they're pretty good. But I actually, and then I texted Safi, you know, Leda is a salsa band, right? And she's like, yeah, I know. But yeah.
Yeah, what can you do?
Yeah.
Competition? Have you contacted them yet?
No, we've gotten a lot of messages wishing us like good luck and like good love from God
in Spanish.
So sometimes we respond and, you know.
Have you guys thought about reaching out to that demographic? You know,
I mean, it's they're not in. I think
they're South American.
They're South
so
America.
When we do our South so. American tour,
yeah,
maybe
we'll,
we can.
I'm Dominican,
you know,
Puerto Rican. I
can
try.
Yeah.
Can we get the double header? Can we get like both of you? Can you open for them? Like or vice versa? So it'll
can
be a double billing.
And the, and the name of the and the name of the gig will be called Leda Squared. Yeah.
I think that would be really, that would be interesting. I'm for it. Get people dancing and then crying when they hear us.
Yeah.
Along the canal, the tulips are in bloom. I lay down by the water, count the petals daily to you.
Leda is just one of many young bands looking to grow here in Buffalo. Jose Rojas believes Buffalo's scene is ever growing.
I would regard it as a hidden gem. It's small. It's kind of intimate, but because Safi and I, as well as Brian, we know a lot of the musicians who are playing around Buffalo, whether they've been here the last couple of years or even just starting out. And there's a real renaissance, especially in the music scene. I feel like it's up there with a lot of other small cities that have a robust art scene or music scene, but ours is still growing. It has more room to grow, and just like I said, that intimacy that we all know each other, we all support each other, we all go look at each other's shows, as well as even come on and play a song or two with them. So I think it's a hidden gem that has more room to grow, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the next few years with it.
I am a